This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
The yard of this Lebanon Township home in New Jersey is in the process of being transformed by a bunch of buddies led by 16-year-old Liam McGreevy. It's a new venture.
Right at the beginning of COVID, I wanted to start getting into the working world because I saw that now is a perfect time because people need stuff done.
He recruited some pals and they went to work.
We had our first client call us, who was a professional gardener. I weeded her garden. I got a good review, and it was just a snowball effect from there.
And for the first time, they started making some money. Pretty good money, in fact. Too much?
I started to realize that me, as a child, I didn't need all this. So I figured that I could donate some of it to charity. I asked my friends here, and they were okay with it.
The result? Almost $1,000 will be going to the local food bank and clothing outlet, Outreach Connection, headed by Shannon Lal.
At that age, to choose to not keep all the money for themselves, especially that they're working physically hard for, it's pretty amazing.
They're all very giving and caring kids.
This is Liam's mother, Susan.
They are concerned about what happens in their community as well as our country.
It makes you feel proud.
That goes for John, Beckett, Christopher, and Nick, who will continue to work when they can, balancing classes at home and in school with their shovels, raking in the dough with a chunk for charity. Difference Makers. I'm Mike Sugarman, WCBS News Radio 880.